Congress has already signaled that it wants to take a look at the reports that Russian hackers may have directly and deliberately meddled in the U.S. election. President-elect Trump has dismissed the reports from the CIA and has even disparaged the quality of U.S. intelligence in some of his statements. But meddling in elections is something the CIA is actually rather good at. Using both covert and not-so-clandestine tactics, it has installed or replaced people around the world into office who are favorable to U.S. policies. Tim Weiner is a reporter and author who has written extensively on American intelligence. He's the winner of the Pulitzer Prize for his work on clandestine national security programs. His books include Enemies, A History of the FBI, and Legacy of Ashes, The History of the CIA. His most recent book is One Man Against the World, The Tragedy of Richard Nixon. Weiner says election meddling is not a gray area for the CIA.
Several months after the CIA was created in 1947, it set out to steal the Italian election in 1948 to support the Christian Democrats who were pro-American against the Socialist Democrats who were pro-Moscow.
And they won. That's just the beginning.
It is just the beginning of a long, long story. It worked. And they took this formula, which is, let's weaponize suitcases full of cash and spread all over Western Europe, all over the Western Hemisphere, into Asia. And money is power. But as we're learning, information is power, too.
And was this meddling in political elections directed from the White House, or was this something that the CIA was just doing to meet generalized goals of the Cold War?
The CIA doesn't sit around saying, hey, I've got a good idea. Let's overthrow the government of Iran. No, the CIA does what presidents tell it to do.
And so in the case of Iran, and that, of course, is a very famous example of meddling with the election, the Mossadegh government fell as a result of the CIA's activity, and that's not so much messing with an election. That's an actual coup.
Right. And we set up the Shah of Iran, who was our best friend for 25 years until he fell, and that created the Iranian Revolution, which we're still living with today.
Is the CIA good at this? You've written about what the CIA is dreadful at. Is this particular task something that the CIA is suited to perform?
Yeah, if you want to swing an election in a foreign country and you've got a Halliburton suitcase with $1 million in it, it works.
And when you say information is also power, you're getting closer to the kinds of things that are being talked about in these Russian hacks that President-elect Trump claims he wants not to talk about.
Well, in denying that Russia ran a successful information war campaign during our presidential election, he is alone in denying that this happened. We are in uncharted waters. We have just seen the Russian intelligence services, led by an ex-KGB colonel, Vladimir Putin, run a number on the United States using information warfare to get inside our heads and, in the opinion of the CIA, not simply disrupt American democracy, but elect Donald J. Trump.
Who then appoints as Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who has a $500 billion oil deal in the Arctic with the Russian oil businesses.
That alone would be enough to mark Trump as the Siberian candidate.
The Siberian candidate. I like that. Is the CIA's account of what the Russians purportedly did during the election more or less truthful because of their experience around the world? In other words, they're good at meddling, so they would see this. They would know this.
That is a judgment call, but let's take a step back. The entire U.S. intelligence community and the British intelligence services and the German intelligence service all are in concurrence, a rare harmony and convergence, that Moscow is trying to destabilize Western democracies. Cold War 2.0. What could be more destabilizing to American democracy than electing the great disruptor Donald J. Trump? These two goals are one and the same. It is the CIA's judgment, its analysis, that electing Trump was part of a larger plan to destabilize American democracy.
If we were to assemble a world tour of places where citizens can say that the CIA and the United States meddled in their election to the point of actually having an impact on the outcome, what countries would we visit?
It would be a world tour. It would go from Iran through Guatemala and Central America, across the Pacific to Indonesia, to South Vietnam. It would then roll over to Afghanistan, where the president after the American invasion post 9/11 was a paid CIA agent, Hamid Karzai. The list is very long, and it is part of what CIA does in political warfare.
Tim Weiner is the author of Enemies, A History of the FBI and Legacy of Ashes, The History of the CIA, and the most recent, One Man Against the World, The Tragedy of Richard Nixon. Thanks, Tim.
You're welcome, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.